In the shadows of Bethlehem steel stacks, you can almost feel the heat from the blast furnaces. You can almost hear the sounds of steel workers shouting over the din of industrial clanks and chings. At times, you can look overhead and imagine the towering cranes moving pods and equipment from one side of the long hall to the other. Then you realize you are interacting right there with the exhibit Blast Furnace. It's happening within the ArtsQuest Center at SteelStacks in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Mike and Jamie Cabrese, a multi-dimensional photographic images, supplies simply taking you to a different time and place. With more than 50 photos, including 30-plus three-dimensional image IMIJ blocks, and you're there now. The life of Bethlehem steel blast furnaces are definitely preserved and revisited. The actual blast furnaces at Bethlehem Steel were decommissioned in 1995, yet five blast furnaces still remain, including the Cowper stoves. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon, WDIY 88.1, Allentown in Bethlehem. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host, Kate Scuffle, we welcome artist Jamie Cabrese of Image Shop in Easton and Janice Lipson, Director of Visual Arts and Education at ArtsQuest. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here today. We're very excited about this exhibit.
Well, it's interesting. We were talking a little bit before the show, and when people think exhibit, you know, until one gets down to the ArtsQuest and sees, this isn't an exhibit hung on a wall. This is an exhibit filling a space in a very three-dimensional way. And if you could tell us a little bit about, I think possibly the initial impulse was to play with the space in some ways.
Yes, we wanted to really warm that space up. It's wintertime, and the landscape outside with the glass, you know, enclosure there is very muted, and then you have the metals from the blast furnace. We wanted to make the inside of ArtsQuest Center really kind of sexy and beautiful because we were going to start a dinner service there. And we were thinking of creative ways to do that. I had visited the Image Shop in Easton, in the Estonian Hotel, with Jamie and Mike, and literally was blown away. They had these little cubes that are like kind of enlarged Rubik cubes with images on them. And I thought, wow, that would be a great solution to making these little, you know, enclaves and ambiance, adding a lot of ambiance to this really kind of drab space. And that's how it started.
And Jamie, had you worked at the cubes that are there now at the ArtsQuest, of course, aren't 2 inches.
Right. They're 2 by 2 feet right. each. And Michael built all of them. We had the lumber cut at Stark Lumber. And besides that, though, he put them all together, staining, polyurethaning, making them ready for public use, right. and then printing the photos from the blast furnace imagery, the details, on aluminum. And this way, they would be also ready for public use and also have a glow that kind of comes off the metal, especially at night. We try and, you know, have everyone go there at night. Actually, yeah. The dinner and the show hour is perfect because of the way the building is lit up then, the murals, the blocks, and also the video montage that we had put together is shown and obviously looks a lot better in the evening.
So the murals, we were talking about the murals, are actually a kind of fabric hanging, there are 3 of them. Tell
right,
us a
right.
About that.
Those are made from theater scrims.
Right.
Those are taken, they're real small details of the blast furnaces and then made into symmetrical. And the first part that Michael made kind of made this like fire heart that we just kind of fell in love with. And then he did that again and kind of turned it into this hourglass fire figure that once it's printed out the 3 times, even creates another pattern again. And lit up, they look really pretty. We were looking for something that would work in between both levels because there's the first level that looks up into them and they really have a glow and are very bright and full, you know, really have that fire. Up above, they're a little bit more muted. But they still, you can see that pattern and get a feeling of, you know, the space and kind of, it also breaks up the space a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. There are really high ceilings there. Yeah. And so having those draped down makes it really intimate. It's really beautiful.
That's interesting. So it's not only a lovely setting for the dinners that are being offered now, but just kind of warming up the room in general.
Yes.
And the video, the film montage, that's only evenings, right? That's only in the evening.
It runs, yeah, I believe it runs once it's dark.
Okay. And that, we were talking earlier about some of almost, the images are almost, to me, a little bit abstract.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying in the video, it was really very specifically chosen to, I mean, you don't have human beings running around operating. It's not a documentary.
Not at all. It's almost like a painting, mm-hmm. a blast furnace painting, mm-hmm. very, very detail oriented. It's sort of the molten steel coming down. 2,200 degrees, we learned. That's what it takes to melt iron. We were also told they were iron stacks. So it's kind of interesting, the metal. And we learned a lot of researching for the project. The Steelworkers Archives definitely helped us out. I spoke with Mike Dwanzik, who was extremely helpful, who worked there for several years. And It was a really neat project, kind of bringing the mm-hmm. history in and doing it in a very modern way yet.
Mm-hmm,
So it was really cool for us to be able to work in this public space,
uh-huh.
kind of using the imagery in that way. I love the way the video came out. It's just very kind of surreal and abstract, and the colors just flow. It's really came out quite beautiful.
It's interesting, too, because I was thinking when we were talking earlier, actually, steel works can be cold and drab and very metallic and not unlike what we were trying to change. But by focusing on the blast furnace, you've kind of gone to the heart.
Right, right.
Yeah,
when we originally photographed, the first meeting that we had with Jeff, originally with Janice, the second time we met with her speaking about the project,
mm-hmm.
we had already gone to photograph the steel stacks, and we took those pictures of the outside in a gorgeous blue day, and we actually made a set of blocks using those. But I feel like the steel stacks have been photographed again and again and again. We just saw this imagery so much researching for the project. And I, you know, especially when Jeff had mentioned fire being the mm-hmm. element of the building,
mm-hmm.
I went home and looked at the blast furnace and the sparks flying, and I thought, this is going to be perfect. It's just going to warm it up, and especially if we can just go in for the details. I actually called U.S. Steel. I checked in with other CEOs of other. I had one in with one steel company that I tried everything trying to get in, and that was pretty much the impossible task. Especially, I think we had about 2 months maybe from start to finish.
I can't believe they pulled it off.
Really,
project. Really professional artists.
Janice, how did you find out about the Cabreza's work? I mean, was it just an accident, or was it thematic because of steel stacks?
No, it was meant to be. Photography brought us together, and Jamie had wanted to be a part of the Envision Photo Festival and Lehigh mm-hmm. Valley Photo Month, and it was like, why don't you come down here? We're doing, I think it was a photo shoot on the Creatives
for
the Elucidator.
We were doing this project called the Creatives, where we're photographing people in the Lehigh Valley that not only are in the art scene or music scene or work creatively in their lives, but are also community-oriented people, mm-hmm. and so obviously Janice works perfectly in with that. We photographed her with that project, and that's one of the reasons she came in and saw it.
And it was really exciting because I absolutely, you know, my passion is photography, and to see it on all different kinds of, you know, multidimensional and used in non-traditional ways, I love that. And they're so creative. I mean, I highly recommend that you go to their store at the Estonian.
Well, it's interesting because when I first read about the project, I remember thinking, before seeing any visuals, thinking, oh, pictures of the blast, I don't get. Okay, so it's pictures of the steel mill. Okay. It's just so much more than that. And I think it is. It's that non-traditional use. It's the three-dimensionalness. It's the abstractness in some
mm-hmm,
ways.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really unexpected for me. So I think people really need to treat themselves to actually stopping by and seeing in this space. It's just so...
Yes, have dinner and a show.
Absolutely.
From 5 to 10. valet parking.
if we may wander down the path for a moment and talk about that for just a moment, just that's a new program or new element.
A new element. We really want to activate Steel Stacks a lot more. People go to the movie theater there, and people go and see the live music, which is an incredible experience. Right. But we want them to hang out. So we felt that having that wonderful imagery all over, creating such a sexy little space, you're going to want to hang out. But what do people like to do in this town? They love to eat dinner. They like to eat. So we put together a really, really wonderful menu. And it's just something new. One thing we learned is people don't like walking from the parking lot all the way over to the building when it's cold. Sure. So there's valet parking now.
Which is fabulous.
Trying to make it easy for you. So whether or not you're going to see, you know, an independent film or hear some great singer-songwriter, you know, you can have a bite to eat before and enjoy the beautiful art.
Yeah. And it's interesting, too. I think we were talking a little bit earlier about the idea that as we move towards spring and the weather changing, this warms up a winter space, in a sense, with this gray heat, this color. And as you move towards warmer weather, you might play with vamp on this kind of idea to continue to play with the space and introduce summer, spring colors, whether it's the cubes or in other ways.
Yeah, the cubes at the shop, we've focused on flowers a lot and doing that sort of symmetrical thing with these flower blocks that we've been doing. Janice, of course, has been thinking about that for springtime.
Oh, yes.
She has her mindset on. But I do think that the orange and the heat and the fire, it worked well for the winter. And I know one thing my husband, Mike, who did so much of the work, was excited about. We spoke with Bill Deegan, I believe, from Spillman Farmer Architects, and he loved it. He emailed, said it was spot on and just kind of what he expected for the building. And the building's original intention is what he said, that we came close to that.
That's interesting.
So that was Mike's kind of favorite comment that he's got, because we both love architecture. Mm-hmm. And so to have somebody who originally came in on that building, because I think the building itself is so impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't believe it took us that long to go ourselves, just being even, you know, we've brought people out now from New York, from all over, and nobody understands the hugeness of those stacks. Yeah. Nobody really, until you see it yourself and see five blast furnaces in
and
a row.
Lit up at night.
And the way
so
they are
pretty.
Lit up at night. It was such a great reuse of space. I really think that Arts Quest building, the way it looks out onto them, really pays homage to the original building. It's a
That's
we
our
really
skyline.
Love it. We were so psyched to be a part of it.
I have to tell you, I have to just say, I'm from Homestead in Pittsburgh, and where my grandfather labored in the steel mills is now paved over for a parking lot for a mall.
That's
so
what they
sad.
Do in a
and
lot
with
of cases.
Bits and pieces left that they just couldn't afford it to get. And it is not an homage, as you said. It's odd, and I think it makes the space uncomfortable, actually. Yeah. This works so beautifully, that kind of bounce.
I mean, as much as the Sands Casino is great because I'm sure it flows tons of money into it. And I think from the outside it looks amazing, but I feel like when you go in, I was like, I guess being an artist or this and that, I kind of thought, well, where's the... So I felt like
where's
when we went to visit Arts Quest that it was kind of the opposite effect.
Yeah,
it really worked. They did an amazing job with it.
Well, we really celebrate the blast furnaces. Yeah. We think that they are our skyline. You know, I grew up in Miami Beach, and when I see those lit up at night, to me, that's like a Miami skyline. Of course, you have to really
color.
Have a good imagination, but really, they're beautiful.
One of the things that impresses me, of course, is with these 32 photos, that they are on aluminum. And I found that quite intriguing, and I asked myself why. And, of course, you related to me a story very briefly about when you first installed them there. With art, of course, you know, it's sort of a taboo to touch anything.
Right.
But with these things, you said the first time someone sat on them, there was a gasp. Was it?
Well, I think my husband put so much heart into the project. And it took a while for him to get used to people actually touching them. But
having dinner on them.
Exactly.
Putting a drink on there.
Yeah,
that's
seeing all the steel
one.
Workers go on there. And part of the reason we did go with the aluminum is exactly that. There's, you know, you can put a drink on the table if need be, and it can get spilled on. You know,
and I really love that about that, mm-hmm. because I think that sometimes you have to take the art down off of the walls, mm-hmm. and out of the museums, yes. and galleries
and
sit on them. Absolutely. And put a drink on them, yeah. and live with them.
We are talking with artist Jamie Cabreza of the Image Shop in Easton and Janice Lipson, the director of visual arts and education at ArtsQuest. And we will, honestly, be right back, where you too can learn how to have your very own blast furnace in your home. We'll be right back.
WDIY is pleased to partner with the Zollner Arts Center, presenting the Lehigh University Philharmonic Performing Concerto Marathon Worlds of Fire on Friday, February 15th, and Saturday, February 16th at 8 p.m. For information, 610-758-2787 or zollnerartscenter.org.
Thank you for staying with us. We're having an exciting chat with Janice Lipson, the Director of Visual Arts and Education at ArtsQuest, and artist Jamie Cabreza, talking about Blast Furnace, the exhibition at Steel Stacks at ArtsQuest.
Get it right now.
Yes, I will.
We were talking to about some of the side benefits, taking art off the walls, having people put a drink on it, have dinner on it, but also the sense of collaboration, which this you celebrate not only in the exhibit, but unfortunately I wasn't able to make the opening, but I understand quite a celebration between the steel workers were there, the folks from the archives, and you said the National Museum
of Industrial History. Yeah. They saw the story in the Go Guide.
Oh, okay.
And they called us up and said, hey, we have these wonderful artifacts that are just sitting in this building. So they loaned some of them, and they were great. I mean, it was this guy, I guess they call it a robe, but it mm-hmm. looks like a silver hazmat kind of suit.
Yeah, I believe
Jamie fell in love with him.
I believe it might have been the asbestos suits that they used to have to wear.
Yeah.
And we had one block, actually. It was the only human that we really had in the whole project. It was, you know, the guy in the suit with the things, you know.
It was the same thing.
And it was the same exact suit. The visual for me, I was so happy putting those two things together. It was really cool, kind of. It really brought it in for me. And, yeah, we must have had 20 to 30 steel workers there that night,
excellent.
I would say.
Yeah.
It was so exciting to have them there. And, you know, the famous Richie Chack. I mean, just, you know, CBS News came to interview him at the event that night. And it was really cool. And for me, just to have all of them come and be excited about the project and put their two cents in.
There was a lot of pride that night.
Yeah,
you could feel it.
It was.
Yeah. We can understand that. Years ago, Kate and I helped produce, along with Lehigh, a piece about the last call, the last furnace pour at Bethlehem Steel.
Mm-hmm.
And we had that same
feeling. The community, really.
Absolutely. Yeah. All the steel workers were there. It was just fantastic.
Well, again, it's like you were saying about the stacks. I mean, this, the sense of bridging the past and acknowledging it and bringing it into the what's happening now, into the future, into the space, into the programming. And
we had no... I mean, I knew that they had built many landmarks, but I had no idea the Golden Gate Bridge, the Lincoln Tunnel, mm-hmm. GW, I mean...
Submarines.
All the submarines, all the power packing, pistol packing mamas. I mean, the documentaries came out at a perfect time with this blast furnace thing, because we were like, I must have watched the documentary 5 times. It was perfect. I think I even thanked PBS in the speech, because I was like, it was very informative for us. I think we even pulled some like teeny things off some of the researched materials from them for the video montage. So, I mean, it was pretty amazing how much this area and how Bethlehem Steel gave, you know, not just to the area, but to the entire U.S.
Are you from the area? I'm curious.
I was born in Allentown.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Pennsylvania Dutch. yes. So I lived there until I was about 9 or 10 and then moved pretty extensively throughout the country.
Right. I wanted to ask you, of course, Mike and Jamie are man and wife, but Mike isn't here right now, but I'm sure that he would kind of be jabbing me in the shoulder saying, mention the Image Shop. And look, folks, that's IMIJ Shop of Easton. I think it's at 140A North Hampton Street
in Easton.
And you can email them at info at imijshop.com because mm-hmm. it's a great shop. It not only includes their work as artists, but it also works of local craftspeople in all kinds of things. Is that right?
That's true. Right now we have a show by Easton painter Tom D'Angelo that went up. Our opening was on Saturday, and he just sold 14 out of 33 pieces on
people
opening night.
Art.
It was amazing. He's got a great price point, a great aesthetic. Mm-hmm. We're really happy to have him. But yeah, we do love promoting people on works that we love to see. The Lehigh Valley has an amazing talent pool. And also then I have friends from New York. You know, I've had Elisa Jimenez, who's done Project One Way, bring her clothes in. And mm-hmm. so it's been really fun to kind of share some of the things that we love and bring them into the shop.
Yeah.
I've been doing portraits and events for the last 15 to 20 years. I still go into New York a lot. So working a little more locally is always fun. I finally did my, I'm like the bat mitzvah queen of Westchester in New York.
All right.
Yeah, so.
Who knew?
So now I just did my first bar mitzvah in the Lehigh Valley. I was so excited. It's cool. And I really enjoy what I do. So it's fun to share it more locally as well. And, mm-hmm. you know, not as much traveling being involved. And
and the craftspeople in the area are a part of your shop as well. Are
definitely,
they not?
Yeah.
And that's why I kidded
Marianne
before
Riker,
about
Susan
own your own
Huxley.
Glass furnace. People can go and get the 2-inch by 2-inch blocks.
Exactly. They're at the gift shop. We have our 2 by 2 inch blocks. We have singles. And then we also have a 9 set there, I believe. And maybe even a 12 set there that we have. And then we have the original ones there as well that we made for the project.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that those are there, two of the outside of the steel structure and sort of details going around.
Very good. Very good. When I walked in, my mouth just went, oh, you know, because it was different than other pictures of steel that we had seen before.
Yeah.
And these were true. They weren't images at all. You've really made a piece of art with each one of those pictures,
and we're
very happy to have been a part of it.
Janice, it's interesting because I have to say, yes, I would have walked into the building when it first opened and thought it was beautiful, but it does feel big, mm-hmm. and it feels hard to fill, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Am I making it kind of worry? Is this something, I imagine it must have been fun, and do you look forward to playing around
more
with the space?
Absolutely, because there is so much glass there.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can't have too many, like, hanging walls for art.
Right.
And I just love the idea of that big white wall with that video going on it. So
that's something
you could definitely see in the future.
Okay.
We're going to be doing some new media, digital media on that wall.
It's interesting.
And Jamie started it. Yay. Jamie and Mike. Mike, you're not here, but we remember you.
Yes. He's the behind the scenes man.
Aww.
He does most of the work. He says he brings my ideas to life. But
and
he brings the ideas there too.
He pulled a rabbit out of a hat because their deadline deadline was so tight. I was like, really? You could do this?
As I wanted to put another dozen blocks in the building, I don't know if it would have been physically possible for him to do by January. But it was so much fun.
We had a good time.
I always like to put our guests on the spot by asking them, Janice. At Art Arts Quest, what might be coming up in the near future? We know that this show continues through April.
Oh.
Can you disclose any information of what you might be working on?
Oh, yes, I can. It's not out there yet, but it's called the Heart Series, which is small H, small E, with capital A-R-T, Heart. And it's really doing the connection between wellness and art. And healing and art. And it's a weekend workshop. We have somebody coming in from Norway, an artist coming in from Norway who's doing a Vedic art workshop. We have an African gentleman who's going to be doing painting and drumming. We have a Native American gentleman from the Pueblo who's going to do an eagle dance in full regalia. And also he will be doing a cord maiden ceramic workshop. So these are things that we're really opening up to the whole community, but we are certainly letting people know, like in cancer centers, people who have chronic illnesses, their families, caregivers. This is just like, if you go and do these workshops during that weekend, you're going to feel great.
That's awesome. That's wonderful. And that's coming up spring.
That's coming
summer?
Up April 26th through the 28th.
All right.
And what's new for the Cabrezas? Are you working on other projects?
We are. We're working on our next show. We just confirmed that Lainey Abraham, who does the Lainey Pocket Guys, and Andy Poe from Home Base Skate Shop are going to be doing an Instagram show at our shop.
Cool.
Featuring their Instagram. So it's going to be a great show.
Wow.
Great. Yeah, I think we had tons of people there. Our shop was never been so full for Tom's show. And now with the two of them, I'm thinking it's going to be just as crowded. It's going to be great.
And before we wrap up, I just want to mention that our other artist here in the studio, Steve Aronson, who makes wonderful photographs of our radio voices every week.
Yes,
right?
He does. Thank you, Steve. We have been talking with artist Jamie Cabreza, who has brought a new kind of exciting dimension to an exhibit at, of course, ArtsQuest. And responsible for that is Janice Lipson. Thank you both for bringing this and making it happen within our Lehigh Valley. We are ever so indebted to you, and we will keep up and see what's happening and continues to happen at ArtsQuest and at the Image Shop in Easton. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for having us.
Yay.